Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why the timing? Why did you do it now and not the end of the season?
Well, we didn't qualify for the playoffs last Friday. Team had another game on the road, flew back. I wanted to be able to have everyone here together. And so yesterday was the first time I could do the schedule. I could meet with Ernie and then Tommy and Scott and then players and staff. But that was the logistics behind it.
But not end of the season, like?
Well, I wanted to competitively. There's lots of jobs open. There'll probably be more jobs open in the off season. And so once you make that decision, and it was a very binary decision, we set what our goals were. We didn't meet our goals. I had to make that decision.
You say, obviously, it's going to be competitive to go after the top candidates in a GM search. What do you think are the top selling points that you'll have to pitch someone on this organization?
Well, I think Washington, D.C. and our fan base is fantastic. I think our investment in infrastructure is second to none. And I think people believe in our ownership group. We have the most diverse, one of the most powerful ownership groups, and we're very, very focused on trying to make everything that we touch world class. And I don't think we will have any doubts that this is the best important open job in all of sports right now. David?
Ted, when you've talked about using best practices going forward, and I mean, you've been around the league a while now. I'm sure you have some ideas on your own about what constitutes a good organization top down or maybe bottom up. What are some of the things that you value and that you think are going to be important going forward?
I'd like a next generation, more collaborative environment where I can hear lots of voices. Traditionally in organizations, especially one that's as large as ours is, you have divisions, if you will, and there's a hierarchy, and I have always and continue to respect the hierarchy. When I'm involved, that's not a good sign. And, you know, one of my personal concerns was breaking respect. I didn't ever want to break respect. And so for the next 3 weeks, I'm not going to be externally focused at all. All of the focus is what have I done right and what have I done wrong with our organization? And the only way I'm going to find that out is talking to people. And sometimes I talk too much. I have to listen more. And we have really, really talented people throughout our organization. I have to listen to them. And then after we do that and we see the talent that's within, then we can really do a smart job on what are we looking for, what do we need as a leader to coalesce all of that, and that we can tap into a collective intelligence instead of just kind of, you know, one star player and that's how we're going to win. And I think that's very very prevalent in now organizations, that you have to have a more collaborative extended environment than just a pure hierarchy.
Ted Leonsis is addressing reporters at Capital One Arena right now, press conference in the wake of the firing of Ernie Grunfeld. You're hearing it live on 106.7 The Fan.
It sounds like the similar process you went through at that time, where you looked in first and tried to figure out what's right and what's wrong before you went out.
Yes, it is similar, and I've come to see where there are similarities and then big, big differences between the NHL and the NBA, so I have to force myself some time to not have that muscle memory and say it's just like this. I'll tell you one place that it's different. I didn't make an announcement, and the next day there was people saying, here's who the contenders are and here's the lead people, when there is no list, there is no discussions, there are no thoughts. I've told everyone, and I'll say it again, this happened in a very, very thoughtful way, and we have a process, and that process will be introspection first. I owe it to the organization, I owe it to my partners, I owe it to the fans to find out what is going on throughout the organization, where there's strengths, where there's weaknesses, and then we can decide who would be the best candidates. And then once we know that, and we are bringing in a third party who's, they have great gifts and great background in sports on a global basis, and they'll be able to help us to create that too. And I want to be, we all want to be very, very open-minded on what we need for the next period of time. And probably the best news is that we haven't had a lot of general managers. We want people to understand that ownership sets strategy and vision and what the culture should be and budget. And then the head and the organization really focuses on the execution and the output. And so I want to continue that. That's why I think this will be a great job, that we are loyal. If people are executing the vision and the culture and have output, that they know that it's a fair and good environment.
Obviously, you guys missed your goals this year, but how much of the decision to let go of Ernie factored into this summer, where you guys do have big decisions to make with free agents, and you can kind of set a direction?
It was, as a leader of any big company, you have to have very, very clear goals and objectives. And we had made the playoffs 4 or 5 years. We had three players who were max. Dwight, if you consider, was also a max player. And we had a new practice facility. And I was in the tax for the second time. Everyone seemed to be healthy. There was great optimism. And we are the worst team in the league in terms of man games lost from our starting five, 30 out of 30. But I said, no excuses. That was the culture that we had created, and that we had a long-term plan, draft, develop well, trades, free agency. And we had the fourth highest payroll coming into the year. It was very, very binary on what would happen this year. And we didn't meet any of our goals. And so that was what drove it. It wasn't a cumulative effect. It was, is there anything else that we can do? I can't manufacture luck. I can't manufacture health. And we're 30 out of 30 in terms of man games missed. We could have used that as an excuse, but I said no excuses.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.